Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
709 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Doug, you know what this is?
Tuesday?
Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. They have over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. They're the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. What a program we have for you today on the Four Seasons Penske Truck Captain's Log.
What happened?
Of course, Larry Nickel at 7:45.
All right.
But in studio, Franco Pinion.
Hmm. Oh, what a treat.
Now, how are we going to handle this? We might need to workshop this because that's a legitimate radio person who might quickly notice that we're not good. So why how do we try that? To cover ourselves, Doug?
My dad says I'm the best.
Let him do the talking.
Filthy boy whore.
There he is. What right is there. That?
That's him.
Oh, so our texter's got a hold of him.
Well, Plowboy kind of effed up. I'm setting up the whole thing. There was an email yesterday sent in to our show that was left here by mistake. Or we just leave them behind anyway. I don't know how it works.
Because we're irresponsible.
Well, I usually grab them and I just put them in the trash. But I guess this one, because it was so good from Tunnels, Doug, usually like to keep the Tunnels ones and bring them home and read them at dinner with the family.
You wanted Frank to see.
I didn't vote for him. I suspended him.
Eric Messersmith contacted me and he said he noticed it sitting there. And he was going to throw it away, but he decided to slide it over to where Frank sits to kind of... help the cause. And so as Frank was getting ready to do his program, he began to notice the email and then read the email on his show. Take a listen, would you?
Oh, no.
The undercarriage.
Go ahead and hit the lever, Plowsy.
Take two.
Right. One thing, Dan, did you give me the story? Because I don't understand this. I walked in and this is sitting here in front of where I sit down. Did you give me this email of the day?
No, I did not.
Who gave me this?
I don't know.
Or was it even meant for
me? It was probably, maybe it wasn't meant for you. It was just sitting there.
Left over from yesterday.
It says...
Don't read it. Don't read it. Please don't read it. Please, please no.
To the Morning After, InsideSTL.com. That, mm-hmm. There's an affiliation here with the station. Mm-hmm. And it was sitting here, so I assumed it was somebody wanted me to read it. It says, mourn, like mourning. And then it says, oh, hey, how are you? Did I overhear you say that this restaurant has the best baked chicken west of the Merrimack River? I'll take two orders, please, and make sure it comes with a side of that seasonal veg. Oh, you think this chicken is a bit dry? You think this chicken needs to marinate a bit more, you filthy boy whore? Let's whisk these breasts away to the gender-neutral bathroom where we can marinate this poultry in dehydrated Hoosier urine for up to 6 hours before sprinkling it with the undercarriage shrubs of a bear. Think about it. What?
What?
What does this even mean? Is this the kind of emails this place gets?
I can investigate that if you'd like.
Would you?
I will.
You are a private investigator.
I know.
Track this person and track down who here it was sent to.
That was us.
Yeah, welcome to my world, Frank.
So, Doug, unfortunately, Tunnels 12,000's email lingered here in the Gateway Buick GMC studios for, what would that math be, 5 hours.
Right.
And Frank sits down to do his sixth show here at 590 The Fan KFNS, and it's sitting in front of him, and his producer, Dan Strauss, who also is going to be with us, reads it and seems, I guess he seems confused by its content.
Well, shouldn't you be?
No, a guy noticed that there were some chicken breasts, but they were a little dry.
You forget, normal people get a hold of some of this stuff that we're subjected to, and they're just appalled. They don't get it. They don't know what it means, and they're appalled by some of the language.
Undercarriage shrubs of a bear.
Don't you feel bad that you understand it and you get it based on many years of exposure to this nonsense?
Oh, I'm not happy with the way things have gone for me, no. Poor guy.
Considering you're the subject of much of it.
Let me moisten them, boy. Whip out that Jamie pie.
And we just continue to read it day after day and give the gentlemen prizes on top of that.
Oh, well, some of them are funny. You think these spuds aren't mashed enough, boy? Let's change that, you filthy boy.
I'm a little embarrassed by that type.
It seems fine when it's in our little fiefdom, but then when it goes outside to a legitimate radio program with a legitimate audience that's been successful for a couple of decades, then it kind of holds the mirror up, and I don't like what I see.
No, you know? I don't really either. We have to make sure that there's no emails left behind. Maybe we should cancel the segment. No, we need to do it. But it does remind me that scene from Wall Street where Bud Fox suddenly looks out over New York and says, "Who am I?" Very, very reminiscent of that scene.
And now, with this new setup, people can just come right to the window and stare at us and shake their head and wag their fingers.
Yeah, but they don't. See, that's the thing. When it's within our little show, via email like that, it's fine because no one's going to hear it. We could open the door and yell out the email and reach as many people as hear it on the air. So once it gets outside that into the quote-unquote mainstream, like Frank Opinion, then other legitimate people hear it, and now they're frowning at us. And
okay.
Looking at us sideways.
All right, let's just be careful from here on out. That's why these suspicions.
I shave only my left nutsack if the cards win.
Tony Messenger.
Ruined him, too. Ruined him. These suspensions, they need to carry more weight.
Well, I thought they only worked from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Like, Frank could read Dotem emails if he wanted to.
Oh, these people are suspended throughout the entire station, throughout all day parts.
More weight. I mean, right now, there is no weight
to your suspension. No, there's plenty of weight. There's plenty of weight to it.
It's like a feather floating on a breeze. There's no weight.
These are well respected.
Now, I have a question, Tim. You run
Doug, are you taking questions?
You run the station.
Really? Nope, that's not true.
Now, we have Frank Opinion, and we have Frank Cusimano.
We do.
So we have two Franks. So when you say Frank read it, or Frank could do this.
I think I said Frank Opinion, did I not?
Well, one of them you didn't. And
I liked that. What was that? I enjoyed that.
I'll get that from the logger so we can use that. I just accidentally typed in something without it being there, and so it gave me a not there file.
Typed in something without it being there.
Yeah, so I typed in a name of a drop that wasn't there, or I misspelled it, and then it gave me that warning sign.
Try to do that again, maybe.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
All right. Sorry, the kick. Do we call Cusimano Frank Jr.? Is that like a good way that people know there's junior and senior and
I mean, Frank we can. Opinion. I just say Frank Cusimano.
Frank Cusimano.
I say Frank Cusimano.
We're saying full names.
Yeah, I would say Cusimano.
I mean, we give hockey nicknames to everyone because you say you're pressed for time. But right. In this case, we're going to use last name.
We're not that pressed for time right now.
Doug, remember in The Godfather when Sonny left a note from the rat in Bloomsdale and Michael found it and he said, "I know it was you, Sonny, and you broke my heart." And then he French kissed him to Mario in Chicago. He's getting a couple things mixed up there.
Yeah, I don't remember that exact scene.
Because it was Godfather 2.
Something close to it.
And it was in Havana.
I think that was in the book.
Right. Mario Puzo's The Godfather.
Right.
I think it's Puzo. I don't think you have to say Puzo.
Well, it depends on where you are, though.
Well, we're not in Sicily there, Sarah.
That could have been hotter if I were wearing sweatpants with Doug riding Santa style on me. What does that mean, Santa style? I've never heard of that term.
I have no idea.
I think it's... So Doug would be Santa.
Wait, what happened there? What just happened?
I think Doug would be Santa, and that texter would be the sleigh.
Very nice.
He'd be the texter would be Francis Sleigh, and it'd be a political juxtaposition.
I hope we shut down the text line also when these other shows come on. They're not subjected to all this, are they?
Yeah, I'm curious if Frank looks at the text inbox.
My guess is no.
We'll find out. He's going to be in studio at 8 o'clock.
And what are we going to talk? Like, are we going to pretend like we're doing a real show here? How do we handle it?
What do you mean? I thought we were doing
like, is Doug going to yell about the Cardinals getting a big bat and that we'll pretend that's our show?
Yeah, I might.
And the Blues are 3-0 and not getting enough attention in this market.
You said that with a little bit of trepidation in your voice.
And no moral victories for Mizzou, okay? I'm tired of it.
Nice. Like
all right, that. So we have three fake premises we can work with so that we don't have to talk about French fries or The Godfather, which is pretty much all we do.
That's right, that's right.
Is that all right? Is that a plan?
Well, I don't know how we do anything else.
Well, if we do the normal thing, he's going to leave and think this is a terrible show. But if we pretend like we're...
When he comes in, we ask him about his thing.
Is that a Godfather reference, this thing of ours?
No.
Oh, yeah, nice. La Cosa Nostra.
When a guest comes in, then he becomes the
focal point. So we talk Godfather with
him. We talk about him.
Oh. Him. What you going to do about him? You never know when we're just going to break into song. That's the beauty of this show. We'll hide that, of course, when Frank Opinion gets here.
That song wasn't as big a hit as it should have been. Who sang that?
I believe Rupert Holmes.
Lundrum?
Was it?
It's a guess, but I think I was right.
Boy, that'd be nice.
Classic, can you check on that?
It's been probably 40 years since I heard that on the radio.
Pretty good, though. Very good. Frank Opinion, 8 o'clock in studio. Larry Nickel will be with us here in this Design Air 7 o'clock hour. Design Air Heating and Cooling. Over 75 HVAC technicians. They always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today. Matt, who bowls at Hanks? Out to a nice start here in the early going. Doug, he has two wins and is your leader for the month of October.
But he also got sideways with the guy who he stole the ball from.
Danny. Jay Boyd identified himself as the person in the cart. So keep an eye on that.
Okay. I'm sure that's all very important.
Iggy and Iggy got in an argument with a couple of people over the rules of golf yesterday on the fan page. Doug, did you see that?
Well, he got kind of in an argument here, and that carried over.
Well, that's what it does. It carries over to 150 posts thread on the fan page.
Doug, we're nearly at 6,000 members of the fan page now.
Okay. And you got to argue with every one of them.
I never argue. I just apologize to the guy for the texter. I don't even know who it was. I apologize for calling him an idiot. But the fact is that he wasn't at the golf course. He doesn't know what hole I was talking about. And he didn't know. And calling Iggy wrong as usual. Well, I wasn't wrong. And Bill Shackelady stepped up and said Iggy was correct. It was a red stake. He dropped hitting three.
He had your six.
But it's just a fun little event.
When Shackelady has your back, though, it's a good feeling.
It's important. It's important when Shackelady has your back.
It's like getting into a warm tub.
Yes, but everybody's talking about rules, and you do know we were playing Roll It Anywhere Friday and Saturday.
What's Roll It Anywhere mean?
What are rules?
Like you can just move the ball no matter where you are, and well, within a club length? Is that right, Doug? Club length?
Improve your life.
Yeah, you know, like in our fan page tournament, we rolled it in the fairway. We played it down in the rough.
Doug, do you understand that?
Sure, you go ahead and play it in the rough.
But Jay decided, since there are a lot of high handicappers for the Ryder Cup, roll it anywhere.
Yeah, put it.
Well, you can't do that. That's not a USGA rule, but
the way we do,
we were breaking rules. So to sit there and get all flustered about a rule, I mean, my God, it was a fun little tournament. Everybody had a good time. Who cares?
Back up, Jay. So you won the argument.
Anything else, Doug?
I just want to make sure that you got your point out there.
No, it wasn't a matter of winning. I'm not Tommy O'Toole. I don't know all the rules.
T-ball.
Sent out.
He knows it all.
Well, he does. That's why he's a...
USGA president.
Hey, Tim, looks like you dodged a bullet by not golfing with that Zach dude, brah. That's from Manchild79. What happened to Zach? Doug, Zach is the one who told me he played at Oklahoma.
Oh.
Someone will make up a story of something he did or something.
I saw Zach Bruin the other day at the Jimmy
Show. Oh, Zach!
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Yeah, I did too.
Still listens.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, working in marketing now, doing well.
What were you getting at Jimmy John's? Tuna sandwich, maybe?
No.
What are you getting at the beach club? Club Lulu?
Tuna?
I got some turkey thing. Some
turkey neck. A turkey neck sandwich.
It's not a turkey neck sandwich, no. But there was some turkey and tomato.
And you made your decision. Were you thinking?
That wasn't really the story, what I was eating. It was the fellowship.
I'll tell you what the story is, all right? I'm the news director of 590 The Fan. I'll tell you what the story is. Now, the question is, when you were making your selection, did you ponder getting tuna, which is a fine selection, and then thought maybe a fan page person would see you, and so you didn't?
No, I could care less what anyone thinks about what I eat. As hard as that may be for you to believe, I really don't care what people think about what I order.
I'm glad. You know why? This is America. So I'm glad to hear that.
Right? Thank you. Thank
so you got
for the
turkey
delicious boner.
I did not. There was no neck in the turkey. No.
Plowhawk. Doug, the Plowhawk's laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. It's the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I'm getting a lot of emails this morning.
About what?
Podcast, actually. PLTD.
Oh.
You go back and listen to the podcast
today? You know what? I didn't.
Wow.
Thanks. I listened to Danforth. Very well done, Tim.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Why is that a
nice
gong?
Tim.
I'm
nice
congratulating him on a great interview. That wasn't lemming-nating.
The way you did it, though, Iggy.
Yeah.
The way you did it.
If you ever just one time said, I went back and listened to the interview, that was awful, Tim, then maybe I wouldn't have to go
on. Well, it's never going to happen.
Or you could have said, not your best work or something.
That's yet to happen.
Yeah, every one of my interviews has been the best, Doug.
Pankel was good.
Sure it was. Great.
I'm starting to put together the pre-production. And when I say I'm
pre-pro,
Seymour is for, and I think we have a name for the podcast.
What's it going to be called?
The Cat Chat Podcast.
Cat Chat.
I kind of like that.
Podcast.
I got to be
Cat
honest
Chat
with you.
Podcast.
It roll. Doug. Cat Chat rolls off the tongue. It's fun to say. It's kind of like anal.
And we'll get Joe Mather as our first guest and talk about how I covered up Big Mac's introduction.
I would look forward to listening to that. Doug, the Cat Chat Podcast.
I think I'm going to start putting them together next week.
I was so looking
knock them out, Jack.
I was so looking forward to McGuire being introduced and the ovation. Would he get booed? Would he get cheered? No, come to me. Forget McGuire. Come to me, said Hayes. I've got Joe Mather out here. Whatever you're doing, stop. Come to me.
I didn't know that happened.
Am I the prince of disinformation? Or are
no,
you?
You're the prince of misinformation.
It's different.
Disinformation is similar to misinformation.
It's a matter of opinion.
The same.
And what are you, as you say, those non-truths right there? A beacon of honesty?
Reporter?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Fake news.
Come to me.
I was in the paper 3 years running.
It really was.
And it never once discussed who said go. It just made it seem like...
You're director and reporter.
Like the skillet head to my left over here. It's like, come to me.
Mm-hmm. It's all about me. Not about Big Mac.
I heard Seamaster just texted me, Plowhawk, that he just sent you the open to the Cats podcast. My God, there really is pre-pro going on, Doug.
Yeah, but it's not finalized because we have to have... I like to have 7 or 8 meetings on things.
Oh, wow!
With my staff of none.
Oh,
poor
my
Seymour.
Gosh!
Poor Seymour on this one. I'm going to... Seymour, my pledge to you is that this thing will be very non-invasive for you. Just sit there.
That's how we try to operate. Try to make it as easy as possible.
Well, he's saying we could do it on remote.
Do it on what?
Remote, like we could ghost play. I'm not doing that to Seymour. I can't do that.
But that makes the quality better if you're face-to-face.
Yeah, but I'm in it, so the quality is probably going to be low anyway.
Par to subpar?
Yeah,
Plowhawk, everybody.
Jim Hayes is a classic gentleman down low that
down low
the sideline report.
One of the best in the game, Jim, I tell you that. These fans are lucky to have you.
Well, Jim, back to you. You are the man of the people.
Longtime Cardinal fan, what do you think of this year's version of the Cardinals?
Classic. Go to bat.
Boom.
The guy doing the interview is great.
Well, he's an award-winning journalist.
Without further ado, the great Jim Hayes.
I think that's a hell of an open there, Jack.
Seymour is good. Seymour, you are good. You.
He really is. BITB, Doug. BITB.
So I figured we just run that, and then I'll say a few words, and then say, thanks for listening. Cat Chat.
Cat Chat. The Cat Chat Podcast. God, I like that. Cat Chat.
How long does it have to be?
However you want, baby.
I'm going to go 20 minutes. I just think that's a more digestible length. Now, you're doing something totally
different. But it's based solely on the... You know, I was listening yesterday. Doug, did you hear Bill Simmons interview Mark Maron?
You know what? That's the one thing I missed yesterday.
He interviewed Jack Maron, the former Buffalo Brave.
Left-handed shooter. Yeah.
Couldn't get Dale Schluter.
He played for the Bullets, too.
Wizards, please. Otherwise, kids will pick up guns.
Back then.
So, yeah, he interviewed him, and they were talking about how they got their whole thing. I didn't realize Simmons was doing a podcast in 2007. What in the world? Holy moly. I thought we were ahead of the curve when we were talking about doing 2012, but 2007, and Maron's been doing it. Doug, how long's Maron been doing it?
Oh, for a while now. He's been at it.
So, they were talking about the interview process and how sometimes, no matter what your intentions are, and I'm certain the Cat, with all of your numerous post-game situations, you know, it doesn't matter what your intentions are. If the interviewee has no interest in discussing, you're just blowing in the wind, Jeff.
Yeah.
So that's what they were talking about. But if you have somebody who's comfortable talking, like when I sat down with Clay Travis on Friday, and that's the next one that will be released coming up on Monday, as we released Jack Danforth yesterday, he sat down, he was in a rush, and our times were getting all over the place. Initially, it was going to be one time, then it got moved up, then it got moved back. Ah, yes.
Back.
Right. So there's a pony show out on this patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse. I mean, Buck Swope's out there with a camera.
That makes it a pony?
That helps it. That helps.
You had that beautiful leggy blondes out there.
Yeah, but there was actually some tail here.
Oh, my word.
But so Clay comes in. Ryan Kelly, who is taking him around town because they had just gotten back from Nashville. Do you say Nashville or Nashville?
Midville. We're not from the South. We say Ville.
Nashville.
We say Louisville, Nashville.
Together. Said it texted me like at 3 o'clock. I had rushed home from the... the Ride Her Cup in round one. I mean, I got shipped. I got good old-fashioned shipped.
I don't know what that means.
Jennings shipped me and PGA Pro Dan shipped me.
Okay.
Kind of an upset that both of them clipped me.
You lost in embarrassing fashion.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I come back home. I shower up. It takes me a while to get so fresh and so clink, clink.
And Irish Spring, right?
That's right. The Irish shower.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of Old Spice and then you're ready. So Ryan says, can you be up at the studios in a half hour? I text the Seamaster. He says he's on his way already, so we're good. So we get up here, I would say around 3:40. Were we here at 3:40? 3:40?
I don't have the first clue when you got here.
3:45, I'll say. I'll just be liberal with it.
All right.
And I'm still on hole 10.
You were still on hole 10. Yeah, it was a slow group. So then I get a text from Ryan that Clay is getting a haircut. And so...
So when he goes to visit other cities, that's when he gets his hair cut. It's a little
I can't relate to what the whole hair process is like, but I personally just trim my own shrub. So I don't know. But either way, so we're sitting here, and then it allows me to do a little more, Doug, I call it diligence.
Okay.
Which was good. He got here at 4:50. He walks in, and it was funny to watch, like, people, some people who knew who he was just be like, oh. And then other people just kept on having their cocktail party, but he was in a rush. And so he sits down in the chair. You like that chair?
Not really. No, you can just say chair.
I feel like it's a tribute to the Kennedys, though. He sits down in the chair, and he's kind of playing on his phone. He goes, okay, can we do this in a half hour? Because I got to get back to the hotel to shower up and then get back up here for my Outkick the Coverage VIP event by 6. And it's 4:50 already at this time. And I totally follow where he's coming from. But here's my read. Here's my read. He's playing on his phone, and he says, can we get this done in a half hour? I'm not going to get good stuff.
No.
That's my read. Yeah. I think anybody who's done this would feel that same way. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, this sucks, because I kind of built my whole Friday around this. It's one of the reasons why we rushed through the Ride Her Cup, and now he's got to get out of here. But then we got going, and then it got going. And we wound up probably going around 40 minutes. And we could have certainly gone longer, but he didn't
have to. Half an hour, though, if you know you have a half hour, you can get a lot of good stuff.
Oh, you absolutely can. But it's just it's dictated by the guest, no matter what. No matter how good your questions are, you could be Bob Costas. Who else is considered to be? Howard Stern, great interviewer. Marin and Simmons, I think, are considered to be great interviewers, although I realize Marin, if you don't podcast, you have no idea who he is.
Andy Hanselman, I think, is a good guest.
I think people. Oh, I think people.
I love that guy. Now, here's what I do, Tim. And I'm gonna, if I ever have someone in studio, I put out a little bowl and macadamia nuts.
I think that's a good play.
Because here's what happens.
I think
the guest
that's a good
comes
play.
In, they go, hey, how much time? You got a minute or two, enjoy some macadamia nuts. And they think, this host cares. He put out a delicious
treat. Yeah, I like that. I should have had some macadamia nuts out there.
Nuts have always been your specialty.
Wow.
Why don't you suspend yourself?
Why don't you suspend your gentleman callers?
Now, you don't like the vileness, but you just engage in it. You should suspend yourself,
good sir.
We're
talking about macadamia nuts, aren't we?
Boy. Somebody's a hypocrite right there. I feel offended. Tim, I'm offended.
Yeah.
What's it, Thompson Coburn?
That's right. Retainer.
Retainer.
Ben Affleck, Goodwill Hunting, 1997.
I'm harassed on this presentation, sir.
Well, you might be.
Tim, I went 20 minutes on Mrs. Swinghaven anal last night. Mm-hmm. That's from the Swinghaven board member. That's a totally different thing.
Don't need that.
Good talk, son.
But you just opened the
don't
door.
Need that. No, we were talking
you
about
just
snacks.
Opened the door.
Mm. Well, we don't need that.
You can text in your thoughts, 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. I asked Clay, I'll give one deep tease on it.
All right.
because he has gone from, remember the, well, you probably don't remember the first time, but in 2012, producer Joe, being Georgia Bulldog Central, was all excited, as we were, about Missouri being in the SEC. And we were talking about SEC correspondence. And if you remember, Aaron Andrews was our SEC correspondent for a couple interviews. Didn't really, we didn't really vibe.
No, we didn't.
You didn't hit it off.
So moved on from that. And Joe was like, this Clay Travis guy is great, but he was really only known to SEC fans at the time. Then he kind of became national over the last couple of years regarding college football. And then now he has become, I don't want to say more known for politics, but sports slash politics. He has become, I think, the guy over the last year or so, like or dislike. And certainly he gets a lot. I know. I mean, if I get hate mail, I can't imagine the amount he gets. And I said, do you ever worry about threats of violence? Because that's stuff that I've dealt with. And he goes, yeah, I have a $20 million life insurance policy, though, so I'm not really worried. I go, oh, guess that's kind of...
Well, you still can be worried. Right, I'm thinking,
yeah, because you'll get...
killed.
Right.
Yeah. Or beaten up badly. So an insurance policy doesn't prevent that.
From that. Yeah. Right.
Just make sure that your family has extra money to
celebrate. So it's a real thing. So in the whole interview, 40 minutes, I don't know if we, I guess we maybe said the word football one time, but it wasn't like, so looks like Barry Odom's off to a rough start in 2017. Can Missouri turn it around? I don't think we talked about any of that stuff. It was good. And he got going. It was good stuff.
Good.
So
we're going
to
be on different tracks because I'm going to take Cardinals, former Cardinals.
And ask them about Missouri football.
No, and ask them about Sasquatch.
I'd be interested to hear if Adam Wainwright really does believe he's out there, because Adam Wainwright spends some time in the woods.
Well, we've texted about it already, and he believes that Sasquatch could be a great hunter in his own right, meaning that he's able to hide himself from those seeking to make him the prey.
Wow.
Huh?
Man, this cat chat.
There's 7 seconds of video of Sasquatch, a guy in a gorilla suit, off in the distance, waving, walking into the woods.
Yeah.
And based on that, there's other areas that you find
no
to
disrespect.
Be squatchy.
That's a fine take, but I think Cardinal fans are eager to hear how Ty Wigginton weighs in on it. So,
Cat Chat podcast.
You can talk all you want about it, but you're not Joe Thurston, so you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, that made sense.
Yeah.
Anal is awesome. It's just weird to do it with a woman. That comes from Mr. Swinghaven.
Hmm.
Why are the texters on completely different subjects than we're on? They're not listening, are they?
What's up, man, child? That comes from Fred from the poor part of the nail. They're just having their own conversation in there.
Well, talk to them directly. Don't go through this. Don't go through our text inbox.
How could Bill for a second?
The other guy wouldn't even see it. What are you texting? What's up, Manchild? How's Manchild going to see it?
This is pretty much all about Doug, and I believe it's because Doug was talking about Macadamia trying one of his vile word plays, thinking he was going to sneak that through, and instead you're featured on the text line.
Oh, I don't look at the text line. I know it's vile.
Oh, it's right here.
It's been vile and stupid for
it's
years.
It's kind of good because you have some blue, and then you have some white.
Right. What do the blue ones mean?
That's I don't know what the difference is.
Oh, look, there's Mark McGuire's penis.
What do you mean, the cat? What do you mean, we're white?
Oh, so this is just let you
That's
know
That's the
someone...
return message, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, someone points out that Gold Rush starts Friday. That's important to announce on this show.
Okay.
It does.
Finest show.
Manchild79 writing, sup, Fred. Salute to you and your queen, bruh. Manchild79.
Oh, okay, but how would he get it? It's just going to you two. You two are the only people looking at this.
Yeah, but then we tell
others.
How can
you send messages to other people when you two are the only ones looking at it?
Tim just read it.
But there's lots of them. He's not reading all of them, thankfully.
Send it to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you on that.
This is the stupidest system I've ever seen to communicate. Well, I'll send a message to somebody else on the 1 in 100 chance that he says it, so the other guy gets
good news. Here's good news that we can all enjoy. Mr. Nipples is now on the text line.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of big.
Welcome, Mr. Nipples.
Doug, put the phone down.
Doug, Hawley's officially running for Senate. That was broke on Tim's podcast. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Josh Hawley, is that his name?
Yep.
And he is now, what, Missouri Attorney General?
Yep, he is running for Senate.
Against McCaskill.
Yes. What other Republicans are running? Has anybody been announced?
I
should say.
Eric Schmidt thought about it, but decided not to.
He is the treasurer.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
I'm going to be running for city alderman when the seat is up. I'm going to walk into politics a little bit.
You have to live in the city that you're actually running in most cases.
Yeah.
Unless it's Los Angeles.
No, I live in Crystal Lake Park.
Okay. How many aldermen they got there?
I think six.
Six?
Six aldermen? That's a lot.
Tim is moving there.
Yes. Scary ass Cortland Sykes is running. That's from the 314. I have no idea who that is. Cortland Finnegan had a nice run with the Fighting Rammy.
Right, he did. He used to get in some slap fights with wide receivers from time.
He enjoyed a good personal foul.
Mm-hmm.
And Wanda Sykes enjoys women.
Yep. Say, Doug.
Okay, so we've explored the Sykes family tree and really broken it down quite nicely.
Austin Peterson is running, former Libertarian presidential candidate.
Good to know.
That's from Cruddy from Winghaven.
He's with the Saints now, right? After a big career with the Vikings.
I think so.
You watch him now on the screen.
Has that guy been back, or was that the end of his run? Yeah, at the end of his run.
I haven't seen him since.
I haven't either.
Larry Nichols is going to join us with the WWE recap. That comes your way in a few moments. And then Frank Opinion in studio, Doug.
It's intimidating.
I mean, he's been successful in this industry for decades. And we're
just struggling to keep our head above water.
You filthy boy whore.
You think he's going to call his names like that?
Undercarriage shrubs of a bear.
I don't want to be called named.
Well, we can't leave our trash around for him to read. We can't do that.
Anymore. I thought I grabbed all the emails and I put them in the trash, but one lingered. Maybe somebody pulled it out of the trash.
That didn't even win, I don't think.
I don't think it did. It didn't get a vote, which is kind of surprising. I feel like we left one out on the golf course. Yeah, Plowhawk.
I think it's the fact that he leaves a picture makes people like Brian Hoffman and other from other shows interested in seeing said picture, possibly also reading the email. So that the good ones, the really good ones, like the Tunnels, they linger throughout the day.
Tunnels is a bad one. Tunnels is regularly suspended.
No, he's great.
He'd get your vote every time, wouldn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But usually we don't have a lot of time at the end of the show, so we kind of got to wrap it up. So
yeah, we have so much to get to.
We've got nothing to get to.
Design Air Heating and Cooling, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. It's important to have your furnace check. God, I saw it, Doug. I know. It's the only thing Doug and I are in lockstep on. It's anti-cold weather. And I looked at the forecast next week, and I see temperatures in the 40s.
Oh, really? No.
I mean, it's the low, so it's the overnight low, but still.
Oh.
No.
Well, there's a lot of times as we've done the trick-or-treating thing with winter coats on, so it's about time for it to start to get chilly.
It's important to have your furnace checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operations, so we recommend that you call Design Air. I've been serving St. Louis since 1904. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth-generation owners. Design Air technicians don't work on commission, and they provide fast and friendly maintenance or emergency service. Doug, the cat, and I are all Design Air customers. Schedule your fall furnace check today at 314-739-1600 or online at designairservice.com. If you're in the market for a new furnace, be like Doug and make your house more comfortable than you ever imagined. Again, that's 314-739-1600 or designairservice.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. There it is, Design Air Heating and Cooling. Coming up, Frank Opinion at 8 o'clock in studio. The Hot Shots email of the day. In a matter of moments, Larry Nichol. Plus, I got a good segment here from the Barstool Chicks about Angelina Jolie and how she almost saved Uganda. So that'll be fun.
I've read that. The whole country. How weird is that?
And then Jason Barrett talks about sports talk radio ratings.
Well, that'll be interesting. First day of school for us.
So I had a 20-minute podcast on 101.
I'm looking forward to hearing it for the first time. That's what we have for you coming up. That's all the Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental Captain's Log here. And a friendly reminder that you can text in 855-282-8255 or call in the Appliances Counter phone lines at 855-CUB-TALK. Doug, Cubs on the verge of going to the NLCS, a rematch with the Dodgers as the Dodgers win late night last night in Arizona. And the Astros knock out the Sox. And the Yanks might be sitting there going, son bitch, we should have won this thing in four. Mm. They left game two out there in Cleveland.
Nationals.
But now we go to game five.
And Matt Holliday has not gotten a sniff. That makes me sad.
Is he on the active roster?
Yes.
Indiana? He is. Wow.
They're going with Chase Headley.
Well, American League ball, they don't have to shuffle as much.
Yeah, they don't.
Boy, they're yanking starting pitchers like the Dickens.
Good for them. They see a guy give up a couple of walks, he's out.
He's gone.
Get to the next guy.
I mean, every series been doing this.
The Nationals got dominant starts from Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg. Dominant and lost both games.
Yep. Yep.
One thing a lot of these teams have in common that are in the playoffs now that the Cardinals missed out on is they made big-time trade deadline deals. The Astros got Verlander. The Cubs got Quintana. The Yankees got Sonny Gray and Todd Frazier and Tommy Kenley and David Robertson. And the Dodgers got Yu Darvish and Tony Watson. And the Diamondbacks got J.D. Martinez. The Indians got Jay Bruce. And the Cardinals did nothing. And those trades, it's not like we're going to rent this guy for 2 weeks. You got 40% of the season to play at the trade deadline. And those are big-time difference-making players.
So you're holding them accountable now. There, back then, people were like, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
They should let it go.
No, I said that. But there were a lot of people on trade deadline day and the hours after who were really pissed off. A lot of people were. And I was surprised by that, actually. I was really surprised by that. And not surprised that, or excuse me, they were upset that they didn't buy. I was hoping that they would fall out of it enough that they would sell, just because I didn't think they were talented enough to get to the NLCS. But there were a lot of fans who were disappointed that they didn't go out and buy. Personally, I'm happy that they didn't, because I didn't feel like they were good enough to get to the level of the three teams in the National League who are still left, the Dodgers, Cubs, and Nationals. But it doesn't always work out that way. You know, the Yankees were a team going in. I think most people, they were a heavy favorite over the Twins. But the Yankees were a wild card team, and here they are taking the team that I think was the favorite going into the season to win the World Series. Maybe it was the Cubs. I don't know. Either way, they were right there with the Cubs, the Cleveland Indians, taking them to Game 5. And I don't know how many people who are listening to this were watching the Indians and Yankees on Friday night. But, I mean, that's a game that the Yankees...
I was.
The Yankees, I think that's the worst loss of the postseason so far. That was just
sitting
there.
And it looked like it was over, but it's not.
Yep.
So, but I think a lot of people were like, if you're not going to keep Lance Lynn, why didn't you get some for him? As I understand it, there wasn't a ton being offered at that point. And they do get a
pick. I get why they didn't trade him, as much as... Because that was the unfortunate circumstance, that they were kind of in it, but... I think deep down, and I can't say it, kind of knew that they didn't have the talent to realistically get to the NLCS, so you don't want to buy. That, I mean, I'm arbitrarily assigning their opinions to them, which is totally unfair. But I get that. I mean, because at the time, I think they were like 3.5 out. I mean, how can you sell at that point?
Well, I can tell you what their opinion was. They looked at that. They weren't getting enough in return, and they thought, we're right there. It's worthwhile for us to hang on to them. They're going to get a pick anyway. So it made sense for them to hold on.
I'm surprised they didn't get
something.
Yeah. But I mean, for him specifically, I'm surprised somebody didn't go, okay, screw it. Let's get him here, you know, to our team. I mean, wouldn't you like to? I mean, some of these guys have been trotted out there.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. And you would have think the Cardinals could have gotten 2 or 3 high end prospects.
So was it Kluber and Sabathia for Game 5? Because Bauer started on short rest. Am I right on this?
Oh, well, Kluber went Game 2.
It was Carrasco, wasn't it?
Carrasco started yesterday.
Did he?
Or he started Game 3.
It's easy to look.
No, I don't think they released this information to the public.
Yeah, I wouldn't look. Let's guess.
No.
Let me see.
Larry, is it Kluber in Game 5 tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it? Okay. You follow the Indians closely, do you, Larry?
Did he say yeah?
I did.
So how are you, Larry?
Kluber and Sabathia, Tim.
Why did I even question it? I don't even know why I brought it up.
Doug, what do you think? The Indians are -150, probably?
I'd go with Kluber. Kluber was the best pitcher in the league most of the season, and he was poor in Game 2. I think he'll come out.
Boy, they got some bats and pinstripes, though, Jack, don't they?
Well, they got some bats and pinstripes, Jack, but I still think Kluber will be dominant.
What about the errors, Doug? All of a sudden, it seems like it might be collapsing.
Well, there are some errors, and suddenly it feels kind of like there's some collapsing going on.
Nice.
But I still like this Kluber film.
Would you say your lineup changed, worked out pretty well for you tonight?
Well, it's nice to be back home where you get a quality question and start this thing up.
Yep.
And CC Sabathia is going to somehow summon the days gone by. And,
hey, yeah. What is he going to? He's got to be 40 by now.
I think he's 49.
Yeah, but he's in the best shape of his life.
Well, I don't know.
He's throwing free and easy.
He did not throw free and easy in spring.
Larry, how do you see Game 5 playing out?
I see Cleveland winning.
There you go, Doug. Ship your action right there.
So what is the line on that?
Roll. I don't know if it's... Let me take a look. Hold on. Let me just text Bill.
So if, like, I gave you $100 on the Yankees, you could bet that for me?
I could.
And you would?
Sure.
All right. Maybe I'll do that.
You bet $100 on the Yankees, you're probably going to win like 135 to 150. Ooh. Yeah, that's a nice taste. Yeah,
I would think that they'd be a significant underdog.
Yeah.
Is it the same? Is it the regular one? Still the same number? Okay.
There are no baseball numbers that I'm finding right now. Well, anyway, Larry, I wish we could bet on professional wrestling. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Do very well with that.
Yes, we would.
Get a hold of the script beforehand. And,
oh, my God.
And run the table.
Doug,
yep.
Let's not go there.
Okay, well, there is a script. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
There is no script.
There is definitely a script. It's actually typed out. This is what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Each match. It's typed out. They go over it with the writer. They go over it with the wrestler, the Stormy Combatants. It is typed out. It is a script.
How do you know that it's typed out?
We've seen it. Yes.
What?
What, Alex Jones published that?
The funny thing is Jim Ross was on Clay Travis's show last week, and he told Clay, he goes, yeah, we all know it's scripted,
but it's
still entertainment. So Jim Ross said it was scripted.
Larry, your response to Jim Ross saying that?
Uh-oh, we killed him.
Are you alive, sir?
Opinion is like a... Everybody has one.
Okay. Mm. You think these are real fights? Real, honest-to-goodness fights.
I got something that's out for you, Doug. No scripts.
Okay. Nice.
All right.
Nice, nice, nice. Doug, by the way, the Indians are minus 190.
Wow.
The Yankees are plus 160. So you throw 100 at me, the cat, and you ship. You win a 160 on that $100 bet. What? Right. What?
If I bring it in tomorrow, you'll bet that for me?
That's right. That's right.
All right. I'll have to talk to my people to see if I can secure the funds.
See if you can get $100 liquid. Larry, what a night it was last night. The Plowhawk has a clip. And Doug, wait till you hear this, because I was surprised to hear this.
All right. Yeah, and when you do hear it, you can pot it down whenever, because I couldn't really. It's been about a minute and a half, so
Doug, would you like to hear a minute and a half?
Well, let's just
start it.
Let's sample
it. I'm not here to play any games. I'm going to give y'all one chance to get up out my ring. Whoa! You're going to stand up there by yourself talking like a tough guy? I thought the whole mantra of Roman Reigns is talk is cheap. Roman Reigns is all about action. But you know damn well that you are going to do nothing because there is four of us and only one of you. So, Roman, why don't you go back in the locker room and get Dean and Seth? Because by the looks of it, the rumors of the Shield reuniting are exactly what you are. Nothing but hype.
Oh. Ambrose, Rollins, and Reigns are circling just like they used to.
Okay, because we can't see this, so we can pot it down right there. Doesn't really help us there. Okay, so what happened there, Larry?
It was intense. Larry, you can break it down.
Larry! Larry!
Died again.
Larry!
I think he sits here with a defibrillator and... Clear!
Are you there?
He's back.
Yes, I am, Doug.
Okay. All right, go ahead, please. Larry!
Doug, say it to me.
Doug, it's not you.
I can't hear him.
We're kind of letting this play out like it's a performance.
All right. Are you there, Larry?
Yes, I am, Doug.
All right, okay. You're like the Karma Chameleon. You come and go.
Oh, nice. Culture Club, 84?
No, Mike, good talking to you, my friend. The phone is acting very, very crazy, I must say. That's Mike Francesa, who is...
All right, go ahead, Larry. What happened there?
It's exhausting.
Okay. Last night, doing Indiana, which is the home of WrestleMania.
I can't. Why don't you call us back, or we'll call you
back.
Yeah,
why don't you call back? We got a bad connection. Maybe call from a landline, which I'm sure is there. I'm
getting a headache from this, Doug.
Okay. Well, that was
Doug,
a brief
tell
segment.
Us a quick story of your days when you used to grapple, and then we'll get Larry back.
No, I never wrestled.
What was the name you wrestled under?
It would have been Dick the Bruiser.
Here, while we get Larry, you can hear Larry on his Facebook Live last night, because it was a great discussion out of the gate, and then unfortunately got a little distracted. Take a listen to...
Andrew, quit asking me what's for dinner, okay? No, I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you with the shut up, Alan. You, Dingleberry. I don't know if John Cena is a twink or a bull. By the way, it's not my birthday.
I'm just sitting in bed eating gummy bears. I love gummy bears.
Who's that?
And I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
You said it was hot because you made it hot, Chrissy.
Thanks, Larry. You're the best.
I know I am. I'll see you later.
All right. Bye.
Oh, by the way, studios, they made sure you're not booty. How would you know how I smell, Alan Tinker?
Got Frank Opinion coming in
how
here.
Would you know what, how would you know what I smoke? Well, I know you buy cuffs for John Cena, but that's your prerogative. No nipples.
All right.
Doug, it sounded like you had a guest with him last night.
I get so tired and run down.
By the way,
listening to our show sometimes.
Someone on the text line
coming in
did a little research. You used to wrestle under the pseudonym The Conquistador.
I don't believe that was the case.
The Conquistador.
Who is the female? He has female guests now?
I love gummy bears.
It was Chrissy, I think. People can just call him, and if he accepts them, they pop up on the screen.
Oh.
Doug, why don't you call him one night?
You know, I'm just so pressed for time.
Larry, did you have a guest in your home last night?
No, that was on my Facebook Live.
Now it sounds like you're in a helicopter pad.
You doing weather reports for one of the TV stations?
No, I am not.
Sounds like it. Sounds like you're over Highway 40 and 170.
Well, I'm you guys told me to call on a landline.
Okay, it gets busy right there, though. It gets backed up right there by the Galleria.
It does, and then you have the sun rising in the east, and people slow down. Yeah. Oh, heads up, the sun's coming. Wonderful. Yeah, there's the jet copter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get back to what I was talking about before we got it.
Yeah, maybe we just do the top five. Right. I think that ship has sailed. Why don't we just do the top five countries?
Yeah, we have Frank Opinion sitting in with us in about 5 minutes.
Okay, you want to have five countries?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And just make sure that you have a clear path with the other helicopters that I hear.
Okay. Number five will be Germany.
Hmm. Don't like it.
Berlin Boulevard's backing up now.
Number four, Israel.
All right. Solid.
Number three, Jerusalem.
More solid.
City.
Number two, Paul Reiser.
Great.
Person.
Number one, United States of America.
Yes.
Fine list, except for the fifth selection.
Well, I had to go with something.
Yeah, you did. Put a lot of work in on these.
That's how
Thank
we
you,
feel
Larry.
Every day at 7:09.
Larry, you be careful in that chopper.
I will.
God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless America. I'm coming up with a Ryan Kelly morning after.
Oh, he always does the out cue now. All Thank right. you, Ryan. Guys, could you ask Larry to say, I love the smell of napalm in the morning? Was he doing Martin Sheen there? Is that what that was?
No, that was not Martin Sheen.
Tom Berenger.
No.
Marlon Brando.
No, there was the guy who played Tom Hagen. He said it.
Bobby Duvall.
Robert right. Duvall.
Bobby Duvall, yes. Sir.
I love gummy bears.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Mm-hmm. He just knew he wasn't going to get as much as a scratch. Another line.
Well, he'd walk through. He would just walk through.
Right, standing
bombs
up.
Falling everywhere. Right. Not a scratch.
Well, boys, we're going to be joined by a radio legend here in our studios in the next segment. I feel like it's time to put our big boy pants on.
I don't think we own big boy pants.
What?
You own boy shorts. That's all you have.
And they say juicy across the back. Frank Opinion is going to join us here in studio in the Gateway Buick GMC studios in a matter of moments. Gateway Buick GMC at I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Anna Marie's getting a new car today, Doug. We're going out there to get it at Gateway Buick GMC. How do you do?
Benzo?
I'm just going to say 22-inch rims and they spinning. I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. New car, used car. 38 service bays to serve you. It's all at Gateway Buick GMC. And you can find your next car at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It's Gateway, the right way. The loyal sponsor of our streaming and our studios for years now here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Frank Opinion in studio next. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.